Most are familiar with the efforts of 4-H to teach our nation's youth various agrarian, science-based, and home economic skills, but many may not be familiar with those same efforts being done abroad.
For a variety of reasons, in some countries, perhaps women especially or girls have not been given the opportunity to learn more contemporary or modern agricultural skills, and 4-H can become a way of developing clubs where boys and girls are learning together.
That's Mary Crave with the National Institute for Food and Agriculture, who says over the last few decades, several 4-H clubs have been built around the globe, with even more being developed. And Crave adds that the addition of 4-H in developing nations is helping teach youth there how to make a sustainable, even thriving living.
Ways that they can produce using hybrids, using culturally appropriate technologies for fertilizer or pest control, and they're learning also how to be business people around agriculture. And that money is a great incentive. Perhaps they sell vegetables that they've had in a school 4-H garden or a project at home, or sell some rabbits or poultry products, and then they can earn a little bit of money. And we find that a lot of times boys and girls might use that money to pay school fees, to buy shoes, pencils, to help support a classmate who can't afford to pay school fees. So while they're learning how to grow food, they're also learning how to be a little more self-sufficient and contributing to their school community, as well as learning about some opportunities that might give them a hint of what they can do professionally.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.